to Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to BYT Radio. My name is Brandon Weatherby. I am the editor-in-chief of brightestyoungthings.com, and I'm also the host of this radio show, even though it's not a radio show, because that's not how the internet works. This is called BYT Radio. That's a lie. It's BYT, the streamable show you are listening to right now, and or BYT, the podcast that you subscribe to, most likely in iTunes, because no one really cares about the Google Store. Anyways, sitting with me is the wonderful Kaylee Dugan.
Hi, I'm Kaylee Dugan. I'm BYT's editorial assistant.
Did I pronounce your... I think I did pronounce your name correctly this time.
I think you always have.
But in my mind, it's always Hacksaw Jim Duggins.
Oh, good. And it should be.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So, Kaylee, in addition to being an editor at Brightest Young Things, you also run our social media.
I do, the Twitter and the Facebook account.
Okay. So, we had a fun back and forth this morning about a very important GIF.
Yes, a very important GIF.
It's about Brandon Lee, because today would have been Brandon Lee's...
How old would he?
I have no idea. It doesn't matter. So, Brandon Lee played the crow, whatever. My name is Brandon Weatherby, right? So the reason why I'm bringing this up right now is my famous names are probably Brandon Lee.
Yes.
Brandon Flowers.
Yes.
And then Brandon from 90210.
Ooh.
That's about it. Now, Jack, producer Jack, your biggest name, there's a lot more Jacks that are famous than Brandon.
Jack White.
Jack White is a good one. I always think of Jack A.
Okay.
Go with Jack
That's
Lemon.
Probably the most famous Jack. Jack, when you think of famous Jacks, who's the guy? Does Jackie count?
No, not really, because that's a slippery slope.
So Jackie Robinson is not the most famous Jack. He's the most famous Jackie.
We share the same birthday.
You and Jackie Robinson?
Coincidentally, yeah.
Which was yesterday?
Mm-hmm. And Justin Timberlake.
See, I share a birthday with Woody Allen.
Wow.
And Bette Midler.
I share one with Johnny Depp.
That's
a bummer now.
Almost as bad as Woody Allen.
It really
in 2017.
Is.
True, yeah.
So, Jack, who's the most famous Jack in?
You know what's weird? Jack Lemmon came to mind first when you just asked me, and I have no idea why. That's really random, and probably not how I would have answered yesterday.
But because something
about today made me say Jack Lemmon.
Because you're in your 30s now, you're a grumpy old man, Kaylee.
Yes.
What is there a famous Kaylee? I've been racking my brain for the past few hours.
There is a woman who has my exact first and last name, spelling and everything, who runs the social media for a hockey team in Hershey, Pennsylvania, like the Hershey Bears or something, whatever it's called. So that's who comes up when I Google myself.
Didn't you reach out to her?
I did. She never responded.
She's not a fan.
I Facebook messaged her. So like in a personal way, I reached out.
That's weird. So I'm not going to say my wife's name, but... My wife is a journalist, and there's another woman with the exact same name, same spelling, also journalist. But she's like not a successful journalist, and my wife is. So I feel like this woman's life is getting buried. Or she's going to get a great job because of it.
Is she broadcast or print?
She is magazine, I think.
Okay.
But it's like a small town thing. Anyways, that's not why you're on the show this week. You're on the show this week because in addition to being a wonderful editor and a wonderful writer, you have a really good radio voice, and I'm regretting inviting you back here because now my job is in danger. You had a handful of features up this week. Because it's the first day of February, we're going to start with the one that includes most of the Brightest Young Things staff.
Yes.
It's our monthly feature, Your Best Month. That is February, so we did Your Best February.
Mm-hmm.
I think February is a wonderful month.
Agreed.
That's because you're not single and I'm not single. And everyone that is not single that wrote about February wrote about in very positive terms. And everyone that is happens to be single, either by choice or not, wrote about in very negative terms. I just want to point that out. So we're very excited for this month.
I have a question, but I don't know if you can answer it.
That's how questions work.
Thank you. Do you think adults that are single are still depressed during February? Or is that for high school students and people that just graduated college?
I think if you're sad about your relationship status, this month is not helping.
Okay.
So I don't think it's
even
a high
school
thing.
Even if you're 45.
Did you care about high school? Did you care about Valentine's Day as a high schooler?
Absolutely.
Did you? Okay.
Yes.
See, I didn't.
Well, we had like a carnation delivery service. And so your crush or your boyfriend or your girlfriend would buy a dollar carnation during lunchtime. And on Valentine's Day, they'd pass them out. So if you were that kid that didn't get a carnation, it was the worst.
So I'm a decade older than you.
Yeah.
I don't feel like they would have done this in the late 90s, early aughts, because it's like, that's going to lead to the next Columbine if we don't get a flower. And I feel like now is another time we're like, we're not going to do that again.
Sure, sure.
Do they still do that sweet spot? You're in that sweet non-shooting up school spot.
I don't know.
Anyways, let's go with a more positive note. There's a lot of great art this month.
Yes.
Let's see if we could actually get people to continue to listen while we talk about art. You wrote about a handful of them.
I did.
What is one of the art exhibits and or museums that you're excited about for February?
Can I actually talk about two and not one?
Yes.
Okay. So the first one I'm going to recommend is everyone go to the National Gallery of Art and head to the Outliers in American Vanguard Art exhibit. It's hugely comprehensive and it's entirely focused on self-taught artists. There's some folkloric art, I guess you would say. Folk art. That's the real word. But there's also photography. There's sculptures. There's full room installations. Any kind of art you can think of, they have. And it is all incredibly fascinating to look at and realize that none of these people had mentors or went to art school or anything like that. They just woke up and started creating and knocked it out of the park. It's huge and it's crazy and I love it. The second one, which I haven't been to, but I'm incredibly excited to, is the Hirshhorn is putting out Brand New, which is art and commodity in the 1980s.
You're going to go to the preview of that in 2 weeks, I think.
Yes. My hope is that it's like stepping into American Psycho.
Okay.
That is the hope. I want to see branding everywhere. Okay. I want to feel like I am a yuppie that's going to murder someone.
Okay.
By the end.
Two things about that. Number one, for the Hirshhorn exhibit, for Brand New, it's not about the band. It's about art in the 80s. They're also going to be projecting the stuff on the building itself.
Yes. Yeah. So in 1988, an artist whose name I cannot pronounce and will not pretend to.
Let me try it. By the way, I pronounce Porzingis as Chris Porzingis. So with that in mind, this guy's name is Chris Wodizo. It's not that at all. I shouldn't have done that. Now that's offensive. Anyways, Kaylee.
Yeah, in 1988, he projected the series of images onto the Hirshhorn. They were especially made to deal with the curvature of the building, and they were all focused around commenting on like the socio-political climate of the 1980s. The kind of like hero image, the lead image is a hand holding a gun and a hand holding a candle.
Between the two are four microphones.
Yes, which feels so relevant still in 2018, I guess.
So that's one of the things I wanted to mention about your recommendations. The other is there's a separate exhibit at the National Gallery of Art that you're excited about that's very, very different than the folk art.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is at the end of the month. It's Heavenly Earth, Images of St. Francis at Laverna.
Yes. So I only imagine that's in the West End, in their classical art building. I'm not a very religious person, but I love religious art. And this is entirely focused on St. Francis and the different depictions of him receiving the stigmata. And that's crazy fascinating.
Did you see the film Stigmata?
Yes, I have.
Thoughts?
But only on TV, so I don't know if it was edited for television.
Yes, it was. I'm telling you it was.
All right.
What did you think of, is it Rosanna or Patricia Arquette? It's an Arquette,
right? I thought it was Patricia.
Sure, it's Patricia Arquette now. What did you think of Patricia Arquette's 1998, 99?
I was in high school and I would watch any bad horror movie that came on, so I was definitely thrilled.
Okay, all right. I'm old enough to have seen that in the theater. Moving on, let's go away from art. Something that's blatantly advertising love,
yes,
and cocktails. You went to the preview last night.
Last night.
How was Iron Gate's Tunnel of Love?
It was fantastic. If you were emo now or ever, I would recommend you go. The theme this year is Edgar Allan Poe, whereas last year they kind of tackled your classic, like, elementary school Valentine's Day card theme. They're making it dark and sad this year.
So we're in high school at this
point.
We're
in high school now. Okay. Yeah. The drink names are super fun. One of our favorites was Absinthe Makes the Heart Grow Fungus, which is a delicious drink, 100% order of it. One of our favorites on the menu. And we also really enjoyed the food. There was a chicken parm, and it's chicken parm, man. Like, I'm never not going to enjoy that.
It's a plug for Subway. Eat fresh. You know when you're hungry is when you smell Subway, and it smells good. That's how it's a good test to know that you're hungry.
Because the bread smell is upsetting there.
They make it from yoga mats. Moving on. Mm. Can we can't get sued for that. Also, no one from Subway listens. They had a guy that diddled kids on their payroll, so it's fine. I'm walking into Kevin Titt territory right now. Jack, do you know of a man named Kevin Titt?
No, I don't.
Kaylee, do you know of a man named Kevin
Absolutely.
Titt?
Absolutely. He tweets at us sometimes, Kevin, and I've met him.
Kevin Titt's a great comic. He's also a musician. He's in a band. And he's got my favorite bit I've seen of 2017, and I'm stepping all over it, and I'm not going to repeat it now. This is a plug for Kevin Titt's comedy career and his band Chill Parents, which is a great band, and they currently have one of the best posters on the pole, not that far from the Line Hotel where we are recording this. Time to get the plugs in. Give me some air horns if you got them. There we go. Thank you. I didn't know if you actually had air horns.
I had it.
By the way, thank you, Jack, for not playing the applause when I introduce Kaylee. That's complete sincerity. You usually play that when people are new to the show, and I just want to keep everyone in their role. Don't get a big head here. Mm-hmm. You have to earn these applause.
I'm really just hungover
because it was my birthday yesterday.
So where did you drink?
Here.
At the Line Hotel?
That's right.
In the heart of Adams Morgan?
Yeah.
Cool. What did you drink that made you feel good and or bad this morning?
I felt great. I had dinner upstairs at a Rake's Progress, but who cares?
Ooh.
Why did you just say who cares? People care. I want to go to Rake's Progress, and I haven't been. And I regret not going when I had a very small window because then the Obamas came, and now I'm not going to be able to eat here. Why are you just shrugging your shoulders? It's an audio format. You know that. It's not visual. Jesus Christ, producer Jack. Anyways, Kaylee.
Brandon.
What else are you excited about in our fair month of February?
So one of the other things I'm very, very pumped for in a 100% authentic way is the movie Annihilation, starring your favorite gal, Natalie Portman.
She is my favorite Star Wars royalty. Queen
it's
Amidala.
All coming together.
Check out Best Weekend Bets this weekend, specifically the Chicago version to see why I just said that.
Ooh, I haven't even seen the Chicago version yet. So Annihilation is based off of a science fiction book by the same name. It's a really short, really trippy kind of sci-fi exploration book about going into this area of the United States that the government has blocked off for super secret reasons. I'm not selling it. It's really, really good.
Okay, here's the thing without this. Trailer looked amazing.
Okay, yes.
It totally looked like Oscar bait.
I know.
It's getting a late February release. Isn't that the time to bury films?
I would assume so. So okay. I don't know what's happening.
So based on all that, you're still excited to see this film?
Yes.
All right, moving on. For about 25 more picks, go to brightestjunkthings.com. Our 9 a.m. feature this morning is Your Best February. It's incredibly useful. If you're listening to this and you're not in Washington, D.C., it's still worth it. Most everything that we recommend is either applicable in book form or concert form. We include the Chicago and New York picks as well. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening and you've never heard of maybe these breweries, it's a great resource to check out. I think our beer writer, Phil Runko, does a great job. So even if you're not in D.C., it's definitely worth checking out. Go to brightestjunkthings.com. The main reason I wanted you on this week's episode is because you have a brand new series.
I do.
You like spooky things?
I love spooky things.
It's called Ghosts for Sale.
Yes.
Which is a great name. You named it. It's a very great name. And it's about... I'll let you take over from here.
So Ghosts from Sale is about the wonderful people on Craigslist, eBay, and really any other website on the internet where you can sell things who are selling things that are haunted. Now this is from haunted paintings to haunted artifacts to haunted houses.
Okay.
We're doing everything and anything.
We're not talking about people though. This is not about human trafficking.
It's not about human trafficking.
Good. I think we need to clarify that. Okay. Before we go any further.
Yes.
Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
Are you doing this to mock people that believe in ghosts?
Never.
Why never?
Because that would be so cruel.
Okay, good. I just was a trick question. So if you don't believe in ghosts and you're not doing this to make fun of them, why are you doing this?
I'm going to give you the same response I give my boyfriend every time we argue about this, which is more than you think. No one wants magic to be real more than me.
Okay.
So that's it.
Did you see the film Practical Magic?
No.
Okay. Then why? Okay. So
wait, actually, maybe I have.
It's the witch film starring Sandra Bullock?
Yep, okay, cool. Just kidding.
Okay, great. Same page, finally. Okay, so just because you want magic to be real, but you know ghosts don't exist, that still doesn't really answer the question.
Well, I mean, I would love to live in a world where I think this is real. I currently don't, but that doesn't take away any of the interest I have in it.
Did you ever believe that ghosts were real?
Oh, yeah, when I was a child.
When did that stop? Did you learn something, or it was just like, oh yeah, this is...
Yeah, I was always into horror films, even when they terrified me, and my parents are staunchly not.
They're not into horror films.
No, okay. Or horror books or anything. And so, you know, whenever me and my brother would be watching something, you know, my parents are like, none of that's real. Yeah. All of this is trash, you know.
What are your parents into? Or what is your brother into if they're not into horror?
My brother actually is really into horror.
So your parents, when they're like, this isn't real, what were they into?
My dad loves sports.
Okay, so when what sport specifically?
He loves football.
He loves football. Great.
But also baseball, so.
No, that's perfect. So like in so this is like the 90s, the aughts that you're watching football.
Yeah, sure. This is more the aughts.
When you're like, "Hey, Troy Aikman just came in from a concussion and he's shot up with a bunch of cortisone and that's not real. Body shouldn't do that. That's just as fake as this ghost stuff that I like." Did you ever say stuff like that to him?
No, I love my dad.
Okay, so we're different people. Okay, so I don't love your dad. He's a bad man. He doesn't support your ghost habits.
I can't wait to send this to my parents.
I've met your mother. She's a very nice
person. She's very nice.
She's a very nice person. Okay, so, but did they try to get you to not indulge in the dark arts?
When I was younger, yeah, because as much as I was fascinated by it, it did really scare me. So I'd have nightmares and stuff like that.
Do you currently have nightmares?
No, I mean... Yes, every night, so it doesn't matter anymore.
Okay, so is that because you watched that one documentary about the nightmare thing?
No, but I did have nightmares after that movie.
What's the film?
It's called The Nightmare.
Thank you. Okay, moving on. So this series is about people that probably do believe in ghosts.
Yes.
Or are at least good at marketing.
Yes.
So you began with somebody that has Bob the Rescue Doll.
Yeah, Bob the Cursed Doll,
Bob
actually.
The Cursed Doll, I apologize.
A wonderful man from Pennsylvania named Chris. I originally contacted him because he was selling some haunted folk art from Germany. And it kind of segued into us talking about his many haunted items, the most interesting of which was Bob the Cursed Doll. Which is kind of a play on Robert the Haunted Doll from Key West, who's a very famous haunted doll.
You guys talk about this in the article.
We do. And then from...
Really quick, hold on.
Go ahead.
If you know that this is all BS, how could there be a famous haunted doll?
What do you mean, how could there be a famous haunted doll? That's just marketing.
Okay, fair enough. So it's just good marketing. Okay, continue. Continue. I apologize.
From the doll we went on, and he told me about his adventures growing up in a haunted house as a kid. And, you know, as a fan of all things horrifying, I loved every minute of it.
So his haunted house thing is somewhat based... Oh, this is so stupid. Somewhat based in reality. Because his is like related to the to the Civil War, and there's like human death here. It's not just a spooky doll looking thing.
Yeah, 100%. Regardless, I would say, you know, I don't believe in ghosts, but if you really think something is happening, it's real to you, whether I agree with you or not, you know, includes haunted dolls and paintings.
Okay, so you don't believe in ghosts, but do you believe that there is such a thing as a haunted anything?
No, because I don't believe in ghosts, okay. But I do really believe it's real to other people. And also, I'm not a scientist. I don't know anything. Maybe there are ghosts, like...
No, there's not. That's cute.
I don't
okay.
think so, but...
By the way, I want to make it very clear that I'm not dismissing Kaylee because she's a woman and I said it's cute. I'm dismissing all people that think that this shit is real. I think psychics are horrible, evil people. That being said, I think they're wonderful salesmen and I think we should all learn from them completely. Do you believe in psychics?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been to a psychic?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever had your cards read from a tarot card reader?
Not professionally. I have a friend that does it for kicks.
Do you think it's funny that someone could be a professional tarot card reader?
I guess.
Okay. How far would you go into this and give money and be okay with yourself?
If I was drunk, I'd go to a psychic, and okay. I would not feel bad about that in any way.
Like $50?
No, God, no more than 20.
No more than 20?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Do you believe in the Harry Potter magic sorting hat? This was a topic of conversation yesterday in the office. You were not there yet.
Oh, I think I was there. No, I don't.
Okay, good. good. Continue. Okay, so we're going to continue this series. If you are... I want to make it clear that if you have a haunted item, I don't think like you're dumb, but your belief in this is dumb. I take it back. You're a dumb person that's gullible. So please reach out to brightestyoungthings.com. Specifically, Kaylee, if you have any complaints, don't come to me with your bullshit. I don't care. Read a book. Actually, don't read a book. Stop that. Do some math equations. There are certain things that make it easier to figure out how the world works. Kaylee, do you think that's too mean?
Yes.
Okay, cool. That's why we're different people. you're the face of the organization. I'm the voice. I hope that doesn't change. Okay. Something that you did something, you wrote about something that's much more tangible this week.
It did.
That's called Stable Arts. It's weird that the arts community is more stable than the ghost community, but
well,
here we go.
I don't know about that.
Stable Arts is what?
So Stable Arts is an upcoming studio space slash gallery slash kind of arts community that should be opening up in Eckington within the next few months. Not actually sure what their construction timeline is, so I could be wrong there.
So you toured the facility.
I did tour the facility, but they're still in the middle of knocking down walls and doing really a bunch of stuff. It is a warehouse right now, for lack of a better word. Their kind of goal is to create affordable art spaces in DC. The main thing is they talked a lot about how much they loved going to grad school for art and what a nurturing community that was in terms of like networking and finding people doing the same thing as you in the same place as you in the art world, and how much they miss that and don't think it should disappear once you graduate.
Do you think it's a luxury to even be an artist in 2018 in Washington, D.C.? The cost of living here is remarkably high. Do you think that the type of people that will be gravitating towards Stable Arts will also have the luxury of attending grad school for art?
I don't know, because I don't know how much it'll be to rent in the building yet. Okay. I will say I don't
think... So they haven't settled on the cost per space?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I don't think it's a luxury to be an artist per se, because you can certainly be an artist and have a full-time job. You can be an artist and have a part-time job. Do I think it's a luxury to be a full-time artist? Probably.
Okay. So these three people, they seem nice.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Do you think this project will succeed?
I hope so. They were all really lovely, legitimately passionate. They're all full-time artists. Caitlin Teal Price, Lynn Myers, and Tim Dowd. And they all work in a variety of fields. It seems like they really have their heart in the right place, and they want to, you know, be the change they wish to see in the world.
You're a lot younger than the subjects of this article.
I assume so, but I can't say for sure.
Would you recommend this space to people your age if they're looking for?
Yeah, it looks like they're going to do some beautiful things with it.
Okay, so it's legit.
Yeah, and also I used to live near Eckington, so I think it's a cute neighborhood.
Do you think that a neighborhood like Eckington is more conducive to a giant artistic community just due to the space?
Definitely.
Okay.
It's still a warehouse-ier area of D.C. I don't know where else you could carve out that amount of space.
What's the nearest place to get a taquito? We were talking about 7-Eleven before the show. All right,
there's definitely a 7-Eleven in the Brookland, Edgewood, Eckington area, but I can't say where it is off the top of my head.
What's your favorite thing to buy at 7-Eleven?
Slurpees.
I don't know the last time I had a Slurpee.
Or ice cream.
Jack, when's the last time you had a Slurpee?
It's been a while.
Would you consider a Slurpee for your birthday, or is that like just too much sugar? I'm in my 30s now.
I'm gonna be a diabetic. Sugar. I take my sugar in cocktails now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
When I'm trying to think of the last time I had a slushy. Do you ever have a slushy?
Yeah, of course.
Jack?
Yeah, slushy.
I think the last time I had a slushy was when I was a teen, and I snuck some scotch from religious parents that weren't mine, and they had scotch like hidden behind a baseboard in the basement.
That's so good.
I'll put that in a slushy. And I did. And I was like, this slushy tastes fine, I guess.
Does a pina colada count?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind
100%.
Of.
Right?
Yeah. When was the last time you went to Bar Charlie?
I love that place.
I don't know if I've been.
So Bar Charlie is not that far from the Line Hotel in historic Adams Morgan. I like that one. It's actually a great spot. It's on 18th. I want to say between S and T. It might be
Yeah,
between
that
T.
sounds right.
And they have tiki drinks, and they have a nightly happy hour. And I don't know if there's a pina colada, but they definitely have like something similar to a pina colada. So that's my biggest reference I have.
I've had one at Archipelago. That place is great.
Yes, that place is good. And order the nachos for four people. Yeah. They're very big. Have you been to Archipelago?
I haven't.
That's a good plug for our annual Brightish Young Things post. Least douchey bars in D.C. Archipelago made the list for 2017. Why are you clapping instead of playing the clapping clip, Jack?
To troll you.
I don't think you know how trolling works. Anyways, for more information about haunted stuff, more information about Stable Arts, more information on all of that stuff, go to brightishyoungthings.com. We're going to take a very short break and come back with our best weekend bets. Jack, play some whatever you want. Cease to exist. If I come into a party hitting raps like this, all you superficial rappers will cease to exist. If I come into a party hitting raps like this, all you
track is by Rectech. It's called Superficial Rappers. Be right back.
Every week on BrightyShunkThings.com, we publish our best weekend bets for the cities of D.C., New York, and Chicago, and we also have gay best weekend bets for Washington, D.C. If you subscribe to them online, you will actually be able to find out about things a few hours before everyone else, and this is where we also release our tickets. This is why, for BrightyShunkThings events, we have a lot of early bird tickets that are much cheaper, that sell out within an hour. That's how you will get those tickets. So sign up for the thing that saves you money, or don't. It's your life. Don't be an idiot that believes in haunted stuff. Anyways, we're going to give our picks for this weekend. It is Thursday, February 1st. And Kaylee, what's your pick for Thursday, February 1st?
So my pick for Thursday is Greg Sestero is going to be at a screening of The Disaster Artist at the AFI Silver. I know we've talked on this program about The Room and maybe some negative experiences with Tommy Wiseau. However, as far as I'm aware, no one has ever said anything mean about Greg.
Correct, to my knowledge.
So I'm going to choose to believe he's lovely.
Yeah.
And that going there will be a good thing and make you happier.
So we have some Bright Shining Things photographers actually going to that show just to enjoy the show, because shooting a guy talking before a film is not that visually exciting. But is there any allegations against Tommy?
No, I mean, just on our website, yes.
Yeah, but it's just like you're just a bad dude.
Yeah, it's just like you're a jerk.
Not like sexual assault allegations,
yes.
To my knowledge.
To my knowledge as well.
There's no James Franco-esque.
No.
And I just think out of all of the, so out of Greg,
yeah,
Tommy, James Franco, and his baby brother,
mm-hmm,
out of all of those, the one that has allegations against him is the guy that starred in the hit film Spring Breakers, so it's completely expected. Anyways,
yeah,
my pick for tonight is Rostam at U-Haul, former D.C. resident. And my other pick is, it's the opening night for Morris's American Bar. Kaylee and I went to Morris's American Bar, and I went last night for their preview to actually see how it works as a bar. A few things. It's very, very cute.
Super gorgeous.
It's great for dates. It's February, everybody. And I wrote about this in Your Best February for a reason. There's a total gimmicky thing that absolutely works. They have, rather than have an ice machine or bags of ice, like most every bar, they are ordering blocks of ice that are meant for carving.
For ice sculptures.
For ice sculptures. Thank you so much. For ice sculptures. So all of their ice is going to be derived from this block of ice with a hammer and sickle.
We're talking about artists in D.C., baby.
So I was like, this looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
This is, serves no purpose. And then I actually had one of those last night. It's like, no. It looks amazing. It actually tastes different.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I'm lying to myself.
Well,
but guess
less dilution.
What?
That makes sense.
Exactly. Use your illusion. Here's the thing about Axl. I've started to come around to Guns N' Roses. We're talking about Use Your Illusion anyways. I used to hate Axl Rose. I never thought he was good. I was definitely on the Nirvana side versus the Nirvana versus Guns N' Roses. I would never side with Axl in an Axl versus Courtney. Clearly, Kurt made the right decision by killing himself that way. Anyways.
I just read about this in the Nirvana book this morning.
Michael Azard?
They just covered, Come As You Are, their Nirvana story. They just covered the fight backstage. So it's all coming right at me.
Do you know who else was a big player in that night?
No, I don't.
RuPaul. There's a dozen amazing photos of RuPaul with Nirvana and Courtney Love and baby Frances Bean that are just the most delightful things. This is the future America won in 1992. Anyways, as an older person, seeing Axl, current model version of Axl, dating Lana Del Rey, mm-hmm, bunch of Botox, woke Axl, totally down with Axl now.
Can we go back, though? He's dating Lana Del Rey?
Yeah.
Wow, I know nothing.
Or Lana Del Rey's brilliant.
Yeah, it's all marketing, baby.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to go back to Morris's American Bar. It's brand new.
Not the band.
I hate that band.
I love that band.
Morris's American Bar is maybe in the oddest location when you think of a cute, small, bright bar. It's technically part of the convention center.
It feels bonkers to say that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, and it's across the street from the Old Passenger.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll give you an idea where it is. But they're doing everything right with a caveat. Their plan is they will not seat you unless, like, you can't drink here unless you have a seat. right? Mm-hmm. So no standing behind the bar. Last night was a preview. So clearly they can't enforce that rule. When they didn't enforce that rule, I had one of the worst times I've ever had in D.C. When they did enforce that rule after like a half an hour, it was one of the best experiences I had at a bar in D.C. So if everything runs the way they want it to run, it will be a wonderful, fantastic experience. Cocktails are $12. It's pretty much the standard at this point, so it's not that crazy. There's no food, so it's just drinks, which I think is actually not that bad of an idea.
No.
It's great. If they're able to enforce this one thing, it's going to be amazing. If they're not, oh boy, it's going to be very interesting to see how that works. Moving on, Friday, February 2nd. Kaylee, what is your pick?
So my pick is there is a sideshow at the Black Hat, and I love sideshows. I love feats of strength. I love magicians and magic, even though I don't think they exist.
Okay. See, you were too young to go to that place on H Street.
Yeah, what place? The Red Palace?
The Red Palace. I think.
Yeah, I was. That was before my time.
So I hosted a few shows there, and I had to deal with a lot of these people. They don't get paid enough.
Yeah, I mean,
these sideshow performers, it's cool to be like, oh man, this band really deserves their $30 they're taking home. They lugged all their drums in. That man hung a brick from his nipple. Like, that's more than $30 worth of performance art to me. Clearly, this is not for everyone.
I saw a woman pick up a chair with a person on the chair with her boobs. Ugh, that's amazing.
Sounds horrible. Anyways, that's a for a specific type of person.
Yeah, it's me.
I'm going to put myself over here. I'm doing You, Me, Them, Everybody at the Wonderland Ballroom. I'm excited about this show more than usual because our guest is Robin Bell. Robin Bell is the guy that projects pretty much protest images and protest texts on places like the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C. A lot of his stuff goes viral. The Washington Post just ran a video about him yesterday. It's very interesting, and I'm super excited to talk to this guy because he's able to, in my mind, use the internet and use protest signs in a way that keeps him out of jail, that are actually effective, that uses a sense of humor. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's also, the way I think of it, it's like cyber graffiti, right?
Exactly.
That's how you never get in trouble.
Exactly. And I don't think that it's easy to understand. I definitely don't understand how this is not illegal,
right?
And how other stuff is illegal. And I'm glad it's not illegal. It shouldn't be illegal. And I think it's more effective than most because humor kind of works.
Absolutely. And you can change the message every day if you want.
Exactly. So that's my pick. Wonderland Ballroom, 7:30 in Columbia Heights, which is next door to Adams Morgan. And I don't know if you guys know this, but the line is in Adams Morgan. Historic, beautiful Adams Morgan. There we go. Friday, February 2nd is also Groundhog Day. So we're going to recommend Groundhog Day at Slash Run. Do you have any Bill Murray stories?
No.
Cool, neither do I. Moving on, Saturday, February 3rd, the first Saturday in February, Saturday of Super Bowl Sunday weekend. Kaylee, what is your pick?
My pick is the Puppy Bowl. So the Puppy Bowl is taking place right in the Columbia Heights Community Center. I imagine you can just bring your dog, but I don't know what the rules are going to be. Regardless, go see some puppies fight each other for supremacy and the Super Bowl ring.
The Super Bowl ring? What?
Right, there's a ring?
No!
No, really? You
there's
don't?
There's no ring in the Super Bowl? It's a field.
No, but like, then you get a ring when you win. You get a Super Bowl ring.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I'm not talking about the squared circle.
That's
I'm
the wrestling
talking about
ring.
The Super Bowl
Okay,
ring.
So that's during the day.
That's during the day.
Here's another day pick. I'm going to recommend the Mount Pleasant Library Record Sale. If you are trying to build up your record collection, I highly recommend this. It's very, very cheap. If you buy a bag at the DC Public Library for $25, it's all the record you want.
Sick.
So if you want to restock a used record store, $25 and you're done. I don't know if you guys know this, but Mount Pleasant is only one neighborhood over from Adams Morgan. And inside of Adams Morgan is this wonderful hotel called The Line. Is that The More You Know, or like just super similar to The More You Know?
It's just similar.
I think you're right. My Saturday night pick relates to Kaylee's feature from earlier this week. It's the Stable Arts Benefit. Now, this is at Stable Arts, is that correct?
This is, yeah. This is in the warehouse.
So this is probably the best chance to see, because our photos are fine.
Yeah.
Jeff Martin shot that.
Jeff Martin.
He did a very good job, but at the same time, it's like you kind of want to see it yourself.
Yeah.
this is the time to see this yourself. This is also a good time to check out, like, hey, do I want to be an artist working out of Eckington?
100%. If you're interested in maybe getting a studio in the future, or if you just want to, you know, talk with our other artists, be a supporter of the arts, I would say this is your go-to party pack.
I've been to a lot of events like this. I am not an artist. I'm just the most important artist of all time next to Kanye West. Mm-hmm. But I think these events are great because it's not that dissimilar to going like to the auto show,
100%,
which we did too earlier this week. To because like you don't want that pressure of like, hey, I want to check out this space.
Yes,
this is your time to go look at it, and also it's a benefit for the space, so you're gonna feel good about that. Super Bowl Sunday, we have so many Super Bowl picks. If you go to brightishyoungthings.com and read our Best Week in Bets, you will find so many Super Bowl picks. When you think of Brightish Young Things, you think of the Gridiron and CTE. So what's our pick for Super Bowl Sunday?
My pick for Super Bowl Sunday is the experimental jazz party at the Rhizome in Tacoma Park.
Yes.
I believe dinner is involved. Ooh. Or included. And then there's going to be, I believe, 5 different experimental jazz bands or performers. Tacoma Park's super cute. Rhizome is really lovely. If you want to do the opposite of watching sports, it's your go-to.
I don't know about that. I think it's the exact same because Ken Vandermark is on that bill. He's a Genius Grant Award winner. He's amazing. He's a Chicago saxophonist. And what he does on the jazz field is just as impressive as Tom Brady denying science and being a climate change denier. My pick for Sunday, February 4th, is Brunch Fest at Dock 5. Because when I think of Justin Timberlake ripping off the top of Janet Jackson and him suffering no punishment whatsoever, I think of Brunch Fest at Dock 5. My other pick is National Harbor Restaurant Week begins on Sunday. And when I think of the Gridiron and I think of Donald Trump demanding players standing for the anthem, I think of Jose Andreas' restaurant, Fish, which is probably my favorite restaurant at National Harbor, specifically at MGM National Harbor. Complete sincerity, I thought I was going to hate MGM National Harbor because I don't gamble. It just seems horrible. But I've had really good experiences there because of places like Jose Andreas' Fish. Not sure if you guys know this. Jose Andreas, not a patriot, refuses to stand for the flag, only feeds an entire country of people without power that's part of the U.S. What a dick. Yeah, Jose Andreas' Fish is a very, very good restaurant. What a shock. He does good things. I actually had a good experience at the steakhouse there. And Restaurant
Week,
yeah, it's really weird. Restaurant Week is usually a scam because a lot of the restaurants that are participating, you're actually not getting a deal, but the stuff at National Harbor is kind of expensive. So in a way, you are getting a deal. My other pick, I'm going to do a third one for Sunday, is the brand new bar that we also checked out, Gaslight Tavern. Now, Gaslight Tavern, clearly, when I think of Super Bowl Sunday, I think of going to a bar with no televisions.
Yep.
So I think of,
and no electricity. Gas only.
Is that one of the gimmicks?
No, I'm sure
cool.
It's not. That seems real illegal and kind of dangerous.
It's dangerous, but does it have to be illegal? Let's think about this.
I think so.
Why?
Carbon monoxide issues, right?
Why?
If you have a lot of gas running, isn't, I assume that would increase the chance of carbon monoxide poisoning?
I know, but you have a detector.
Electricity, Brandon.
Batteries. No, I think you could use batteries without electricity.
All right,
does
fair.
That not count?
Fair.
Jack, you should know this. I know you're a big Amish guy. Do the Amish, are they allowed to use batteries? I think they are.
I think I can answer this.
No, I'm talking to Jack now. The men are speaking, Kaylee. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, so there's an Amish market I used to go to a bunch, and my mom would buy furniture from them. Mm-hmm. And as far as I'm aware, they're allowed to use technology as long as they come together as a group and decide it's beneficial for the group.
So I think, so you could vote and say, yes, batteries are fine then.
Yeah. Like they called us on the telephone because like it was a part of the business and they needed to reach out to a client, you know?
That makes sense. Okay. So Gaslight Tavern has electricity to our knowledge.
Yes.
It's on 9th just off of you. I think it's a nice bar. I'm excited to see
Gorgeous.
How it is. We went before they opened. They opened earlier this week. I'm excited to see how they function because it's near a bunch of nightmare bars.
100%. And in such a busy nightmare area.
So when we say nightmare bars, we don't mean that. No, we mean what we say. The Brixton is a nightmare bar, not because the Brixton's bad. I've been to the Brixton and actually have had good experiences, but on a Friday and Saturday night,
yeah,
it's a nightmare.
I would say similarly, I mean, 5 to 1 is a nice bar, but it gets pretty crowded, right?
Yes. Nelly's is a nightmare. It's
Nelly's
a fun nightmare.
Nelly's is a great bar, but yeah, I don't want to fight through those crowds.
No, it's horrible. But it's the thing, if you go at the right time. Anyways, this is around the corner from that, across the street from that horribly ugly two-story parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like three bars in one. Is that fair to describe? It's
yeah.
Because it's an old row house.
I'd say two bars in one.
Two bars?
Sure, go with it.
Okay, so the reason why I'm thinking three is because there's the front room.
Okay.
Which is like beautiful and dark mm-hmm. and like very 1920s, 19-teens.
The way I like to describe it is it looks straight out of The Shining, but that is certainly not what they're going for in their advertising materials.
You know what is a film that's good is The Shining, and in The Shining is a hotel. And I don't know if you guys know this, but in Adams Morgan, there's a hotel called The Line, and we are sitting in that hotel right now.
We're going to murder families.
We're not going to murder families because I don't know if you guys know this. At The Line Hotel, we don't murder families. That's right. Okay, so that's one section is the front room, right? And then there's the back patio section. I'm counting that as another room. Very different feel.
The back patio is definitely very different from the main bar.
Okay, so we have two. And I'm adding the third because in addition to the back patio, there's an outdoor section that's probably closed right now due to the weather, but it's outside.
The outdoor section feels similar to the back patio to me, though. The back patio is floor-to-ceiling windows. It's brick. It's beautiful. There's a long wooden bar. I think it's going to be the same space, essentially.
I'm hoping it's not. I don't know why. I have no
You're
idea
You're an
why.
Investor in the yeah. restaurant. This is how we learn.
I like that they have two fireplaces.
Me too. The more fireplaces, the better.
I like, in theory, the cocktail program. I have no idea if it's any good.
The drinks I tried were pretty solid. Yeah. I had a great gin drink.
So this will be an interesting thing to see if it gets overrun and becomes Brixton-like or if it'll stay 5-1. I think on a weekend, no matter what, it's going to be a crazy nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, I'd put my money on it being overrun with people constantly, and I'll only be able to go at Wednesday at 5 o'clock, or 4 o'clock.
Or during the Super Bowl.
There
you go. Do you actually have any plans to watch the Super Bowl?
Nothing concrete. I might just watch it with my parents.
That's so nice.
I love my parents.
So your dad likes football.
So does my mom and my brother. We're a sports family except me.
And you're in Maryland, so... But the issue with this is your parents are older than 20, they didn't grow up with the Ravens.
No, my dad grew up with the Baltimore Colts, uh-huh. which is what I assume you're getting to.
Well, I just, yes, am I listening?
Do you know the story of the Baltimore Colts?
Yeah, they moved him in the middle of the night.
So this is a story my dad tells with anger and hate in his heart still. Now, I don't think he has like any current hatred for the Indianapolis Colts, but there's certainly still hate inside for what they did to his city.
Okay, so was that the 70s? I feel very dumb.
Sounds right.
Okay, so they didn't have any football in Maryland for about 20 years.
Yes.
So did your dad become a Redskins fan?
I don't think so.
So when you were a child, mm-hmm. The Ravens
existed, right?
No.
No?
They didn't exist until the 90s.
Well, I was born in the 90s.
But you were born in 92, I thought.
I was.
Okay, Jesus Christ, you're young. Okay, yeah, they were not around in 92.
Okay.
So.
Well, I was not cognizant.
So when you came out of that womb, were you wearing some Ray Lewis gear or what?
I'd like to think so. A Ball So Hard University t-shirt, yeah.
So your thoughts on Ray Lewis murdering a man and keeping Kaepernick from being signed by the Ravens, go.
I mean, I love murder, so fine.
Okay.
I like Colin Kaepernick, though, so that's a bummer. So we're going to call it a wash.
Fair enough. Okay, so your dad, on any given Sunday, roots for the Ravens?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, we're a Ravens family.
Okay, so in this Super Bowl, mm-hmm. who are you rooting for?
I don't care.
I know
Man,
you don't
Man, I'm
going
to eat my mom's nachos. We're going to have some smoked wings.
So... Do they put them on the grill and smoke them?
No, we get them from a place in Maryland called Clobie's. Fantastic.
So
Clobie's
it's like pre-smoked?
With a K. Yeah, I mean, they smoke them in a smoker, and then we buy them.
So are they already, so they're clearly heated?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a carry-out place.
Oh, it's carry-out.
We buy them cooked.
Now, this is confusing. I didn't know how wings worked. Anyway, yeah, I think it'll be a pointless Super Bowl.
It's super pointless.
The least excited I've been to for a Super Bowl maybe ever.
Really?
Yeah, because like I don't love Bruno Mars, but I was like, Bruno Mars is going to put on a good show, and he put on a great show last year.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, Coldplay with Beyonce was good.
Yep. Well, I mean, sure.
All right, let's lock with the Coldplay hate. Whatever. Screw you guys. Coldplay rules. I'm a team Coldplay. He's team Kanye. If you're team Kanye, we're good. when do you think, like, who's left? Lady Gaga was amazing. Was Lady Gaga last year?
Yeah, Lady Gaga was awesome.
Lady Gaga was amazing. So, like, what's left? It's got to be...
JT. JT's what's left.
God damn, it's going to suck.
Do you think he's going to rip off his own shirt and then just have, like, nipple tassels on?
He's going to reference the Me Too movement.
No. Do you really think he is?
How much you want to bet?
Oh.
On last episode, Jack, I don't know if you remember this. On last episode, I bet our guest, Alan Zimmerman, $5 that Casey Affleck would not present at the Academy Awards because he won Best Actor last year, and tradition says the most recent Best Actor presents the Best Actress and vice versa. Within an hour of recording and posting that show, Casey Affleck pulled out of the Academy Awards, and I won $5. Do you want to bet $5 that in some way Justin Timberlake references either Me Too and or Time's Up?
I mean, I'm never going to put my name behind a man doing a good thing, but...
Hold on, stop. This is the real question then. What is the good thing? Would the good thing be not mentioning it?
The good thing would not be mentioning it, I think.
Okay.
Unless it is like, I have brought on a female guest to feature in this song and they can mention it. That's fantastic.
So would that count?
No. It has to come from the horse's mouth, the horse being Justin Timberlake.
Keep in mind, this is a man that entitled the single Take Back the Night, not realizing college campuses for the last ever have been using Take Back the Night to raise awareness about sexual assault.
Do you think he didn't realize, or do you think
because
he thought
he didn't,
it was great marketing?
He didn't go to college. He's a dumb boy. He is an idiot. I don't understand the Timberlake plays. There's better dancers, there's better singles, there's better Timberland songs. Anyways... he's not good, and he's a dummy.
Yeah, that's
why. He was not cognizant of any of that. That's why I'm saying he is so dumb, he will mention these things.
Yes, which is why I'm not going to bet you.
Okay, cool.
But I want to take a long shot bet that he brings Janet Jackson out.
See, I think
I hope so.
I don't think that's a long shot bet.
No.
No, the fact that she's on, like, she just did an arena tour. She's
headlining Panorama in New York City.
It's not that unlikely. And he kind of owes her.
I think it's going to happen.
I think that's the... But what do they do? Do they do a Timberlake song? Do they do that song? Do they do Rhythm Nation?
She comes out and takes a song or two on her own. I hope. I don't know. Now I'm just... Yeah.
I don't know. That makes sense. That's how a lot of the past Super Bowl halftime performances have gone.
And they've been good. Doing that has been good.
Then she rips his shirt off to expose
Lady Gaga,
his name.
Yes, yes.
Did Lady Gaga bring anybody?
No, I don't think she did.
No,
I think that was a break. Yeah.
She was great.
She was great.
God, that's weird, though.
As a side note, on brightishyoungthings.com, I can't remember exactly what this article was called, but years ago, Marcus Dowling wrote a story for us about how Janet Jackson should come back and how he wishes she would have this return.
You know who signed that shit? This guy. Me, baby. This is about me. Me Too is about me. Anyways, Kaylee, thanks for doing the show.
Thank you for having me, Brandon.
Go to brightishyoungthings.com for everything we just talked about. Follow us on Twitter. It's @BYT. Follow us on Instagram. Follow and friend us on Facebook. We give away a lot of things that aren't necessarily on the classic old school brick and mortar site. We are back here every Thursday at noon on Full Service Radio. Is it Full Service Radio Podcast Network or just Full Service Radio? And stop.
Full stop.
Full stop. Cool. I don't know if you guys know this, but we record in the beautiful Line Hotel in beautiful Adams Morgan, which is a beautiful neighborhood in beautiful Washington, D.C. Is that a bomb or a splash?
No,
it was really thin thunder.
Thin thunder?
Yeah, it was weak. I haven't played that one yet.
It sounded like a Jumanji, like old school.
Ooh.
Here's my one thought about Jumanji. Why isn't Bonnie Hunt more famous?
Yeah, I can agree with that.
She is a wonderful human being. Name one bad thing Bonnie Hunt has done. She was David Letterman's best guest. I really enjoyed her daytime talk show.
All right.
She directed maybe the best romantic comedy of the late 90s, early aughts, Return to Me. She's a wonderful human being. I love Bonnie Hunt. I'm putting my pen down. We are a pro Bonnie Hunt show. Anti-CTE, pro Bonnie Hunt. You stand by it. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a wonderful night.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook @FullServiceRadio. Thanks for listening.